This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am promising myself that in terms of my 2017 goals, I will step out of the batting cage and into the batter's box. Sometimes I can push for a goal, dreaming and planning, but then too often I can stay trapped in a state of procrastination. I end up living in the fantasy of how things will be, and of course the short-term payoff is I don't really have to take responsibility if it all doesn't happen. One example that comes up for me is when I was writing my spiritual memoir, Blues to Blessings. And in this book, as they say, I really do let my hair down. And there's one chapter in particular where I felt most vulnerable. So I just kept procrastinating with this chapter. I kept circling around it. I would outline it. I would back and rewrote the previous chapter. I stopped writing altogether. I started a marketing plan. Then I started to even fantasize about being a New York Times bestseller. And one day my husband walked in and said, "Honey, it's like you're wearing a shiny baseball suit, but you're still in the batting cage. It's time to step into the batter's box." Shortly thereafter, I wrote that chapter, and it is by far one of the best chapters of the book. It is the one that I use as my promo chapter today. So what I have learned is that confidence comes with taking action. And I'm also reminded that when I do step into the batter's box, so to speak, I'm not stepping into it alone. And words that I will use to comfort me are, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear." Hebrews 13:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, step into your batter's box knowing you are not alone.